Okay, good evening, everybody. We're on Daf Lamed Ches, Halacha Dalet. Baal Keri Mahara Belibo, Ve'in Mavarach Lo Lefneo V'lo L'Acharo. As we know, there's a Karas Ezra on Baal Keri, but he's not allowed to learn Torah. He's not allowed to say Tefillah. So that's going to create two problems. He's not going to be able to say Kriya Shema L'Feref. He's also in Divrei Torah. He's also not going to be able to say Berachas Kriya Shema, according to the strict letter of the law. So the question is, what can he do? So there are two ways to learn the Mishnah. Let's see how we're going to do this. Baal Keri, Mahar Belibo, he's Mahar Kriya Shema in his heart. But he doesn't say the brachas, meaning that it sounds like he doesn't say the brachas of Kriya Shema even to hear her.
What do you accomplish? You don't say the words.
So that's a good question. And what they say is, let me see if I can find it here. Yes, if you look in footnote 9, he asked that question in the brackets in the first paragraph. We paskin again, hear her love kedibur dami, and therefore you would not be out to the mitzvah kriya shema. So what's the point? So in the brackets it says, although the Baal Keri fails to discharge his obligation, he should nevertheless review the blessing. Okay, he's talking about the blessings. What about Kriya Shema? Hold on one second. Is this the wrong one? I'm sorry. That's going a little further. He's answering the question that you're asking, but it's not on the Mishnah. This note, the footnote's going to say that even though you're not Yotze, it's talking about the brachas. That even though you're not Yotze the brachas, but you should still be Mahara to do as much as you can do. That's what it says over here. Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit about this. Let's wait till we get to footnote 9. So one second. Well, I'm getting mixed up here. I always get mixed up over here. So the Mishnah is talking about. So let's learn Pasha the way Mara Folda learns it. The reason that I get mixed up is because there's two ways to learn the Mishnah, and it's very confusing. Let's learn the way Mara Folda learns it. So we're taught the way he learns the statement of the Mishnah is Baal Keri Mahara Belibo. He's Mahara the Brachos in his heart. Ve'ein Mavarech, but he doesn't say the Brachos out loud. Lo Lefanav Lo L'Acharav. So the whole subject, according to this Mahalach, would be that the first statement is brachas only, okay? Al hamazon, but something which is deoraisa, such as brachas hamazon, mvorech lachara, you would say the bracha afterwards. So in other words, so presumably, meaning that you would say it bepeh, presumably then, you would also say kriya shema itself, because it's also deoraisa, okay? But you don't say the bracha of hamoitzi beforehand because that's only drabbanan. So you would only do that ayde hear her. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda, I remember bracha for name lacharei. Rabbi Yehuda holds not like that. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you could say the brachos even with your mouth. Let's make sure we got this right. No. A person becomes Baal Keri when they have relations with their wife. That's not an oinus. Yeah. And we're going to talk about what happens if it's bonus. It's going to be in the Gemara. So now, let's just do a little bit of Gemara now. Mahu Mahar. So when it says Baal Keri Mahar, Libo, what's it referring to? Brachos. Okay. So you're Mahar of the Brachos. So now here's where he makes this statement over here. So on the bottom in footnote 9, so he says, even though here is Lav Kedibur Dami, but the Isser of Hirhor is not included in Ezra's Takana. Ezra's Takana was only for speaking it out. And then he speaks out, although he fails to discharge his obligation in this matter, he should nevertheless review the blessings mentally because he must do as much as the law permits. Now, I want to talk about that for a second. So I was thinking about two svaras, why that would be so. I want to ask the oil what they think. Why do you think if I'm not yotzei anything with the hearer of the brachas, why would I have to do it anyway as much as I can? What is the svar behind that? What does the oil think? We're talking about saying the brachas now. Right? We're talking about hearer of the brachas is being permitted, and in fact, is being advocated here, right? Is what you're supposed to do. And we're saying, hearer lavka dibur dami, and you're not yotzei anything, not yotzei the brachos. Nonetheless, it says one should do as much as they can. What is the pshat in it? What does that mean? What does that mean? That's what I'm trying to understand. What does it mean, the next best thing?
Showing lots of to want to do it as opposed to blowing it off. You're showing lots of to do whatever.
So we're showing that we really want to say it, but we can't because Ezra made this takana.
Yeah.
And that's important. Yeah. Why is that important? Why is that important? I'm not ignoring it. I'm following the takana. Takana says I can't make brachas, so I'm not making the brachas. No, you know, you definitely fulfill Shema. We know that from the story with Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he was giving shir, and they said, when does he say Kriya Shema? And they said, when he puts the hand over his eyes and says Shema Yisrael Shema Kriya Shema Chod. You see, Klar, you don't see the midst of the Arayso without brachas, right? So I want to hear halachic svar. Does anybody have a halachic svar? Okay, you said that you want to show a rutzin, that's a year of shamayim svar. I want to hear a halachic svar. So I was thinking two svaras. Let's just run it by the oil and see what they think. Svar number one is there's a klar in the achronim about chatzi shirba mitzvahs. Let's suppose they only have a half a kazayas of matzah on Pesach night. So just like this, isra chatzi shirba averis. So some people say there's a chatzi shir by mitzvah too. So I was thinking maybe that machshava is like a chatzi, it's like a me'ein of a chatzi shir, although a chatzi shir is also not enough to be yotzei the mitzvah. You have to eat a full kazayas to be yotzei the mitzvah. Nonetheless, we say you should do what you can, eat the chatzi zayas. Isn't that true?
Well, machshava kamaisa is
not true, is only true if you have intention to do a maisa and you didn't get to it because it was an oinus. Here, all right. So what you're saying basically is you're saying here is kedibra dami in this case, essentially. Okay, could be. All right, so that's right. And I see the oil. This is crazy about that svar. Okay, that was a wild svar. But another portion of svar I was thinking is because it shouldn't be partial on tzibur. By being maharer, I'm still attaching myself to the tzibur. Tzibur is all saying the brachas. I want to also say the brachas. I can't make the brachas because of Takanas Ezra. At least I'm doing here. I'm attached to the tzibur on some level. That's the two svaras I want to throw out. Okay, so that's this page over here. Yeah, sorry, I got a little mixed up in the beginning. Okay, next. Masnisa b'mokum shein mayim. So the Mishnah where we allow a person to say Kriya Shema and to do, even though he's a Balkari, so that's only a place where there's no water in which he could go to be tovel in. But either one. I mean, whatever the Mishnah is talking about, whatever we're allowing in the Mishnah, I mean, I would say, the Marafolda says, Shein Mayim Deim Lo Kein Yitvol V'Yivarech. If he has water, let him be Tevel and let him make the brachas of Pirchas Pishma. I mean, I think it's two ways. I think there's two sides to this point. You're missing the brachas, so certainly you should be Tevel, so you could say the brachas. And I would say there's another side to this, that you're being matter him to say brachas, to say Kriyashma, even though there's a Takanas Ezra against Talmud Torah, but we allow it because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, that also you should not necessarily violate if you have an option to go. But let's learn Pashut. The Pashut, as far as what Mara Folda says, you have water, now you can't make the brachas. You have water, go be tovel, and then be able to make the brachas. Okay, that'll be the pshat over here. Ukir of Meir. So we're going to have a machlokes tanoim now. The Tony. This is going to be the sheet of Rav Meir, the first thing. While Kari Shein Loi Mayit with Bol, if he doesn't have any water, Harizu Kari Es Shema, he reads Shema. Veinu Mashmi El Oznai, he doesn't say it loud enough. Like if you remember, we had a machlokes tanoim. Whether when someone reads Shema, does he have to say it loud enough so he can hear it or not? So that was machlokes tanoim. One Tana said that you didn't have to, and one Tana said you did have to. It was Rabbi Yossi to say that, right? And so we're saying, Rabbi Meir holds like a Tana Kama over there, that even if you didn't hear it, you're still Yotze. So therefore, we're only going to allow you to do the minimum amount of the Kriya that you need to do to be Yotze in the midst of Kriya Shema. Because he hasn't gone to the mikvah. He's a Malkari. So what are we going to allow him to do? The minimum. What's the minimum? Just the dibur, just the saying of the words. Okay? The inu mevarach lo lefanav lo lacharava. You don't say the brachas even at a level of dibur where you're not mashmil osno. You're not even allowed to do that for the brachas. That has to be total hearer. That's exactly like the Tana Kama of our mission.
He can't make it audible so that he hears it?
No. Eino mashmi al-ozno. He cannot do that because you could be yotze the mitzvah even if you don't hear the words. With the brachas, you're not even allowed to do that. You have to do hearer only. There's three levels. There's hearer, there's shemeya, medabra eino mashmi al-ozno, and medabra mashmi al-ozno. Those are three separate levels. Yeah? Okay, that's Rav Meir. Rav Meir is basically the Tana Kama of our Mishnah, and the Chachamim are going to come out like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, and they say Korei Shema Umashmi Al Oznov. They hold like Rabbi Yaisi in the previous Machlokes Tanoim that when you read Shema, you have to hear what you're saying. Number one, and number two, Mavarach Lefanel Lacharel. They hold like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah that there's no Isser of saying the brachas either. So it's a double machlekes, right? We have a double machlekes from Meir and the Chacham. They're arguing, number one, whether in the old machlekes, whether you have to be mashmil oznei by Kriya Shema. Rav Meir holds you don't, Rav Chacham holds you do. And they're arguing also in our Mishnah, whether you could say the brachas or not. The Chacham hold like a Yehuda that you can. Rav Meir holds like a Tana Kama, you cannot. Only like they hear her. Okay. Tony. Malkari choyle shenof olam tisha kaben tishas kaben mayim. If the rule of being tovel in the mikveh is only for a healthy person, but if you're a sick person, then we allow tisha kaben to also work. Okay. Anything here? Right. It says over here in the charedim the labori. Is that how you read it? Bari or Bari? I'm not sure how you read it. Bari, Tikkun Ezra Mem saw, Bari, that Ezra was talking 40, saw Ulochoyla Tisha Kaben. Ulolami La'acherem Mem saw. But to teach others, you have to have Mem saw. You're going to see that in a second. I was reading the Haredim, the three lines up from the bottom. So, okay, back to the Gemara. So, a Balkari, Choyle, Shinof, Lov, Tish, Kam, Mayim, the Tor, Shinof, Lov, Roy, Shay, Val, Rubai, Shloy, Shes, Lugin, Mayim, Shuvim. that's a rule. That's from the Yud Ches Tavar, if you remember the Gemara on Shabbos, that if a person has three lugin of Mayim Shuvim that fall on him, that the Chacham will guys with Tumah. Why? Because if a person goes to the mikvah and they used to take a shower afterwards, and they were going to come to say that it was the shower that was being matar him, not the mikvah. So also Gzeira, they said if you only have the shower, then you'd be still tummy anyway. So that's the case. So Tar la'atzmo, he's tar for himself, meaning that he himself can learn Torah. Avol einu moitzi esram nechavasa matriyavo bar b'im saw, meaning that the tisha kaban that they were masakin for a chayla, that's only enough for himself for his personal use. But if he's going to be malami to other people, they're going to require a 40 saw. Okay, any notes here that we want to point out? Let's see. Let's just look at this one this second paragraph in 23. In the second clause, the Braisa spoke of a Balkari who immersed himself in a valid mikvah and then had three lugin of drawn water poured over him. The rabbis decreed that one who takes such a shower after immersion becomes tummy again. Nevertheless, given the rabbinic nature of this stringency, it was not fully applied with respect to the restriction of a Balkari. Hence, despite showering in the three lugin, he remains permitted to study Torah and recite blessings for himself. His previous immersion remains invalid only in the sense that he reversed his previous restriction as much as he cannot recite prayers for other people. Okay, so that's where you have, so that's a little tricky. So in other words, so what it's saying is, it's just to clarify, so what we're saying is like this. There's one of the Yud Ches Tavar was that if you have three lugin of Mayim, that you become tamei because of that gzeiro, that you're going to say that the gemel lugim were the things that were matar you, not the mikvah. So now this balkari went first. Let's say he first went to the mikvah, so he became tar, and then he took the shower. So now he becomes tamei, but he only becomes tamei to a certain extent, meaning that the original isra of Talmud Torah and of saying brachas that was applicable to him, that's going to fall off. And he's going to become mutter to learn Torah and say brachos as a result of him going to the mikvah. His tamei as the Yud Ches Tavar, that's only going to apply insofar as being malami to other people is concerned, or making brachos to other people is concerned. So it's limited. Yeah, the ikar din is for truma. Correct. If he's going to touch truma, it's gonna disqualify the truth. No, it's a gzeira.
What did he do wrong?
It's a gzeira.
But a gzeira is for a reason.
I said the reason. The reason is because you're gonna say that the shower is what was matar you.
Oh. Okay.
So that was the reason for the gzeira. Okay.
Nowadays, if the person goes to the mikvah, they shouldn't take a shower afterwards.
So that's a big machlokes ha'paiskim. The minhag is that they don't. But if you look at the Vilna Gaon's Hagos over there on the spot, you'll see that the Vilna Gaon writes over there that this din is a special din for truma only. It was not a din which was a generic din. So here it sounds a little bit more like it's. More it, that it's more than just for truma only. Okay, Uncle Putnam, it's totally in how you want to, you know, how, what your minhag is. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Okay, next. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Abraham Sam B'chol Mokhe. He says, no, none of this differentiating between Tisha Kaba and whatever. He's going to require it. Let's see what it says here. One second. No, sorry. Yeah, he's saying a different word over here. He's saying, Yehuda's talking about the din of Shu'uvim. So the din of shu'uvim, normally mayim shu'uvim is not good for a mikveh. You have to, it has to be natural rainwater that's run into a place that where it all collects in one spot. But if you were to take buckets and pour it in, it wouldn't be good. So what he's saying is, arboim so mikol mokom. Even if you do mayim shu'uvim, it's still good. Okay. It's really not going on the Tankam at all. The Chavrinim says he's loikoya Tankam, milsamapi nashukam, or it's a separate thing altogether. Mem saw shatikanes bucholinyan sheheim tiknu. And one says mokom apilu shuvim. It has to be in the karka, and one says it could even be in a kli. Anyway, well, kolponim, this is why if you go in the, I think we pass like this. I think that is halachically correct. And if you go in a what's name, a pool, go for a swim in the JCC pool, that's good enough for Takanas Ezra. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yasa, B'shem Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. So they said the following, in Keri, ol mitasha shamita. Now this is what you were talking about before, Shabsi, that if it's an oinus, he has an accident at night, then he would not become tame for the din of Takanas Ezra. Rav Chuna Amar afilu ra'asas v'neis b'chalom. So he says, no, even if he saw himself having tashmish in his dream, and as a result of that, so it wasn't a real tashmish, it was an imagined tashmish, and that causes him to have discharge, he still can't go to the mikveh. Now, whether that's a dissenting view or not, I don't know. He says it's a dissenting view. Havin Boyan Meymar, they wanted to say, means that the Talmidim of Rav Chuna wanted to say, Vavad Be'isha, that the dream had to be about a woman. And Rabbi Yoyin of Rabbi Yossi Tervayin Armin, even if it was about something else, I'm not going to talk about what the something else might be. It talks about Zohar, Behema, whatever it is, it's not again. Let's just skip over that for now. Talmud Taninon, it says over there in the Mishnah, Yom HaKippurim, Asma Achilu Shusir, Bepitza Vesicha, Vanilas Asadol, Vatash Shamita. Now, these are the things we all know are also on Yom Kippur. You can't eat, drink, you can't wash, you can't anoint yourself, you can't wear shoes, you can't have that shemitah. Tony Allah, Balei Karyan, Tavlun Kedarka, but sin of Yom Kippur. Now, if someone becomes a Balkari and it's Yom Kippur night, so the next morning he can go and be Tavl regularly, you know, no shinui, no nothing. It's sin, not in front of other people, obviously. You don't want them to see you going into a body of water on Yom Kippur, but quietly, in private matter, you can go in. So the Gemara is asking a question of less hadol pligal Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi was that was the top that we started with, right? Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. That was the first thing we said. That ain kari ela mitasha shamita. Now, obviously, this person on Yom Kippur night did not have tasha shamita, so it must be he saw the re'iyah ayidei noinus, and that's why he's going to the mikvah. So you see, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi is not correct. That's the kasha. Got it? Let's have the plegal Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. If he's going to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, it's not from Tashmish. It must have been from some other reason. It's like the Gemara says. Let's have the plegal Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Omar, in Carolyn Gershon, he speaks out the whole thing. So the Gemara says, Pasa lost. The Gemara answers, V'sheshimesh mitasim v'oidon, v'shachach v'otam. You know what? I have a simple case. He had Tashmish Shemitah Erev Yom Kippur, and he forgot to go to the mikvah. And the next morning, he wakes up, he remembers, oh, you know, I didn't go to the mikvah. I got to go to the mikvah. So it's from the tashmish of prior to Kippur. Easy way to get out of that problem. Vahatani, the Gemara rejects the question, the answer, that by asking the following case. Maiser b'Rav Yosi ben Chalafta. It's very interesting. The Yerushalmi puts more stress on Maisim than I've ever seen before in learning. Everything has a mice. It's interesting. A mice in Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, Shiro'u also v'tzin of Yom Kippurim. They're also tovel. So they saw Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta being tovel v'tzin on Yom Kippur. Islach meimar al oisei haguf hakadosh b'shacheyach. Are you going to say that that holy person, Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, was apparently a lot of kadosh? You're going to say that he forgot? Can't say he forgot. What are we saying he forgot exactly? Let's see. So, yeah, what exactly did he forget?
He forgot to go to the mikvah.
No. What was that? Did somebody want to say something?
Yeah, he forgot to go to the mikvah is what he forgot.
He forgot to go to the mikvah.
He had tashrish beforehand.
To say that he had tashrish on Erev Yom Kippur and then forgot to go to the mikvah, that's not shayach. That's what we're saying, right?
That's what you're saying. What did he forget?
See, he forgot. He surely would not have forgotten to immerse himself before Yom Kippur. That's what we're saying. Yeah. Okay. Lemaaseh, you know, there's a takana. The Rosh brings, I think, from Rabbeinu Yonah. In Yuma, the Rosh says that the tefillah of Erev Yom Kippur is a chova, and that there were even some Rishonim, or maybe it was even Gainim, that said that you make a bracha, men would make a bracha on that tefillah of Erev Yom Kippur. It's a chova. Yeah, it's an Erev Yom Kippur, it's a chova. Yeah. So anyway, we don't make brachas on it, but we hold it. We treat it very strictly. Anyway, so I'll call upon him. It's not, the Gemara has a problem with this. To say that the case is a shachach, if we have a case of Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta going to the mikvah Yom Kippur, it can't be that he was shachach. So it must be that he was roa ba'ones. And if he was roa ba'ones, that contradicts Rabbi Yishon Levi's halacha, right? That's what we're asking. Mor does not answer that question. That's as usual, you know, what we do is we just end, and that's the end. You know, it's like, there's no fear ice over here. Now we go to another thing. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Oven. There are different ways to learn this Gemara. Some want to say that this next statement might be a way of answering the question. Let's see if we can figure it out. It could be this is a separate thing, nothing to do with the previous. It could be it's connected. Let's see what happens. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Oven. Kol atzmon lo hiskinu es atfilah hazois, ela shelo Yisrael betanagvilim halalu. Main reason why Ezra made this takana was so that the Yidden shouldn't be like these roosters. And what do the roosters do? Mishamish mitoso. They have tashmish. For olav yored, for ochel, they get up, and they eat, right? So they didn't want that to happen. So the bottom, footnote 7. So see in footnote 7, by obligating those who have cohabited to immerse themselves in the mikvah before praying and studying Torah, reciting blessings, and so hence you wouldn't be able to eat. So he induced people to avoid excessive cohabitation. Now, I want to work out one thing first. So let's work out whether this is connected to the previous statement. So Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, that was his name, right? Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said that Ain Kari Elo Mitasha Shamita. So now, if the reason why they made the Takona was Shalihu Mitzuyan Eitzel Shotam Katana Goylem, so one could argue that sounds exactly like Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. So he was saying that keeping in line with that line of reasoning. So the only time this would apply would be if it would be tashmish. In other words, right? If there's an oynes, what does that have to do with Tana Goyle? It has nothing to do with it. So therefore, you could argue that Ezra didn't include that. So that would work out according to him. The alternative to that is what he mentions here. I think in the footnote here at the bottom, he says Rabbi Yaakov could agree that the decree applies to involuntary admissions as well, because like other rabbinic decrees, what do you say? Lo plug, right? You're not going to start getting into it. The Chachamim made us a takona that you need to be tovel before, if you have a re'iyah of carry, regardless what the cause was. So that's why this is going to be, a question whether this is actually supporting Rabbi Shlomo Levi, or whether we're just quoting it with, and it's not necessarily connected to the previous conversation. Okay. Rabbi Chanina, now we have a very interesting story. So Rabbi Chanina was going by, Tari de Muslim Bikritzta. He was going by the gates of the public baths early in the morning, pre-dawn, before dawn. So there were students apparently who were absent from the Beis Medrash, and he wanted to know what's going on over here. It's like, you know, my Rabbi would go downtown and see who's waiting online in the movie theater to see who's, you know, going to go try to get into the movies. But so they had the same thing. Only thing is, they were waiting to go to the mikvah because they were makvah not to learn Torah before, right? They went to the mikvah. So the students who are Balei Keri would be waiting there until it opened. So he said to them, what are you doing? What are you waiting in line over here? What are you wasting time? Yezlon v'yisnon, go review halachas. Because the Mefarshim say over here that in footnote 9, he says that the only thing the Balei Keri is also to learn is agadic teachings and saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, but to review halachas would not be included. And therefore, he felt that waiting online by the bathhouse is a waste of their time, right? So, Bahahi the Tzafra, and then later in the morning, he would make an announcement. Havo Amai would say, Manda Islay Avida, someone who did an Avida, right? It says Yosef came back to the house to do Malachto, to do Lasas Malachto. So this Malacha is referring to that. Someone who did him Malacha, meaning he had Tashmish, Yezavo Avad, let him go into the mikvah now. Now it's ready, you know, the bathhouses are open. You don't have to stand online waiting. That's a waste of your time. Okay, very interesting. Now the Gemara asks another question, totally different. What's the din in being maharer in Divrei Torah? In other words, what we're saying is like this. We just finished saying in the Mishnah that a person is allowed to be maharer the brachas of Kriyas Kriyashma, right? He's allowed to be maharer the bracha of Hamaitzi, which sounds like we said, here is lav kedibur dami. So if here is lav kedibur dami, so what about being Mahara and Divrei Torah in the Beis HaKisei? Let me think, it's here's Lav Kedibur Dami. Why should I be allowed to do that too? That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Hiski Amar Mutri says, you can. You're right. And Echanami, here Lav Kedibur Dami, and give me Mahara and Divrei Torah. And Yasi Amar Aser, it's not allowed. I remember Zaira. So Zaira is supporting Hiski's notion that it's Mutter. This is a remarkable statement. Kol Savar Kashay Dahavali. Any difficult thinking that I had, Tamon Svirte, I did it there in the bathroom. Difficult thinking. Omer Blazer Bar Shimon, Kohahu Svar Akasha, the Tful Yom, Tamon Svirte. Anything that had to do with the halachas of Tful Yom, I did over there. So let's see, over here in 13, he says, 13? Yeah. By signing Mablazer by Shem's statement without comment, our Gemara apparently attributes to him the view that thinking matters of Torah and laboratory is permitted. However, Bavli asks how he could have done such a thing. And it answers he was the victim of an unavoidable circumstance, meaning he was concentrating on his studies and he was so intent, he was so involved in his learning that he couldn't control his mind. It wasn't something he had control over. So, and that's the Bavli. So the Bavli clearly disagrees with Yerushalmi in this regard. You're not allowed to be Mahara Divrei Torah in the bathroom. Okay? Rav Acha b'shem Rav Tachum, Rav Chia, Yomer Rav Yeshua, Bet Levi, Bikshu, Lakar Satfil Hazos. So, in his day, they wanted to uproot this tefillah altogether. Bnei Neshei HaGolil, Shahoyu Nekoros, they had seen it, because the woman of Galil became barren because of the cold. Now, here you have to know there's two ways to learn this Gemara. One way is that the Takon of Ezra, just like it applied to men, it applied to women as well. Just like men can't learn Torah because of their become a Baal Keri, so the woman also would not be able to say brachas after having tashrish with their husbands. And therefore, what would happen? They would have to go and be toivel, but it was freezing cold over there. And because the water was so cold, it affected their bodies physically. And they became akaros. So as a result of that, they wanted to mevatel the tefillah altogether. That's one way to learn the Gemara. The other way to learn the Gemara is because their husbands didn't want to become usher and divrei Torah, so they were pirish from having tashish with their wives. And the Gemara uses the terminology that they became akaros. Means because they'd had less tashmish, less frequently, so they didn't have as many children. So they use that lashon in their cars, but doesn't really mean their cars. Two ways to learn the Gemara. Only Rabbi Yishuv Levi. So they wanted to be mevatel the tefillah. So Rabbi Yishuv Levi said, "No, davar shehu goyder es Yisrael min ha'aveira, atem mevakshim la'koroso." This tefillah that Ezra was masaking prevented people from sinning. Now the Gemara asked, "Ma'al goyder Yisrael min ha'aveira? How did this tefillah stop people from sinning?" So the Gemara brings a story. There was a person who was a watchman of vineyards, Shabole Zakim Ashes Ish, and he was going to have relations with another man's wife. But they were makbid. They knew they were going to be over on an Isadir Rice of Ashes Ish, Isser Misa, and Isser Chenek, right? But they still were being makbid on Ezra's Takona. It's a very interesting mindset. They don't mind having an affair, but to be makbid on Tfilas Ezra, that they're makbid on. So they're going ahead. And in the process of planning this, this meeting, okay, whatever you said, I'll have to look it up. The appointment, yeah. So while they were trying to figure out whether they're going to be tovel after the deed, so there were a lot of people going by, and they decided that we're going to get caught over here. So let's not do it. So Batal Haveira, so the Haveira, they ended up not doing the Haveira. So that's number one. So it's the first story where we see that Takanas Ezra prevented an Haveira. Next story. Now this person wanted to have relations with Rebbe's Shefa. Amr Loi, so she said to him, "Im ein givirti tovelas, eini tovelas. If my mistress, meaning her, Rebbe's wife," so she worked for Rebbe's wife, obviously. So she would only go to the mikvah when Rabbeinu Akash's wife went to the mikvah. But for her to go to the mikvah on her own, that would look very strange. Why would she go to the mikvah? So she was telling him, "I can't. She has to go to the mikvah if she has relations with this guy, because after she's makbid on Takanas Ezra, I guess on my law." So he said to her, "Lo kibehema act? Aren't you like an animal? You don't have to go to the mikvah." Amrlo, lo shamato b'bal behema shu nisko. If you think that I'm a behema, so how could you want to have relations with me? Don't you know that if a b'bal behema gets skila, you got a double standard here, right? Anyway, so the Gemara shenemar kol sheikh of behema most yumas. So I guess we'll stop here. But what we're trying to say here is they wanted to be Oikra the Tefillah in the times of Yishuv ben Levi. And then Amalahan, so Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, "What do you mean? This Tefillah has side benefits, it prevents Averis. So therefore, we're not gonna be Oikra this Tefillah." Halakha l'maisa, we were Iker the Tefillah. It says that we were Matarit. Some people say we're only Matarit for Talmud Torah, not for Tefillah. But this is a Shailen place. You can look into it. Kol Tov HaGotten. Same time.